Any views, thoughts, or opinions expressed on the Rejuvenating Health podcast are solely that of the speakers and are intended as such. Please contact your trusted medical practitioner for medical advice. Let's go, girls.
Hi, ladies. I'm Shivana, and I'm here with women's health nurse practitioner Lindsay. And you're listening to the Rejuvenating Health podcast. And we're super excited to have you today. Today, we're diving down the rabbit hole of supplements.
Okay. So I get asked a lot. What supplements should I be taking? And I want to preface this by saying no supplement that you take is going to replace the healthy lifestyle choices that you need to be doing. So eating the micronutrient-rich foods, eating all the protein, getting sleep, exercising, controlling your stress. But after that, we live in a world where we have a lot of micronutrient deficiencies, and we have a lot of things that we can utilize to support us to optimize our health when we're doing all the right things, right? So I take a lot of supplements. You guys are probably going to die when we go through my supplement list here. I'm just going to share with you what I take.
She has a suitcase.
It's ridiculous. It really is ridiculous. But I have everything optimized, and these make me feel a lot better, right? And I'm constantly changing them and adding them based upon what my lab work says. There's some that I will always have to take just based on my genetics. Like, I know that there are some based on my genetics that I'm just going to have to take. But based upon my lab work, which I do every 3 months, I can take stuff in and out and alternate them. So I think I'm going to start with, like, just in general, what are my recommendations that probably most everyone should be on? And then it really does depend on what your lab works and genetics say.
Right.
So I think that's the place to start. So I think every woman should be on creatine.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a non-negotiable for me. Creatine helps with a lot of different things, but most of us have a methylation issue, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit, but creatine can really help support with methylation. But as women, creatine can really help us maintain our muscle mass. I know when we think of creatine, a lot of times you think of, like, bodybuilders and athletes, and right?
Yeah.
You're like, I'm not going to take that. I'm not working out.
Mm-hmm. Or it's for men. Like, I think a lot of women think it's for men. Like, I think there's a misconception about creatine.
Yeah. It's for women, right? Like, every woman, I suggest you just take 5 grams of creatine every day. It has no taste. Pour it in whatever you want to pour it in, right? So The reason why I suggest creatine is it's an amino acid. It's found in your muscles and in your brain. It's naturally produced from other amino acids. It's found in things like eggs, meat, fish, all that types of stuff. But it really helps play a role in your body by producing cellular energy, by making it an ATP molecule, which is really needed for intense exercise, which I know not all of you are doing, but it also really helps supply energy to pump your heart and power your brain, right? And those are really important as we're getting older.
Yeah, everybody needs their heart to pump and their brain to work.
Yeah, especially as we're getting older, right? So If we're working out, it's going to produce, like, it's going to promote physical endurance. You're going to get more power output. You're going to get increased work capacity. You're going to be able to promote strength and lean body mass, right? So those are the benefits if you're working out. But just overall health benefits, it supports cognitive function. It supports a healthy body composition, which we know all the you ladies want. Mm-hmm. It helps fuel the cells of your body, right? It also helps prevent dehydration, muscle cramps, injuries to your bones, ligaments, tendons, all those types of things. So creatine is a must for me. I should have started off this podcast with, don't buy supplements from your willy-nilly Walmart down the road. Like,
Yeah.
I have seen so many women come to me and they're like, I'm taking something for that. And I'm like, well, you're not, because your levels are so low because you're taking the generic Walmart, which isn't tested. It's not third-party tested. And you have no idea what you're taking. And so I know quality supplements are a little bit more expensive, but but you're actually getting what you're paying for. And I had to like tell this to someone the other day. I'm like, you can pay this amount for the quality supplement, or you can go to Walmart and you're going to have to take 10 times the dose to get the dose that you're getting in this supplement, which is going to be just as expensive.
Right, right. No, I agree. And really, it's not for what you're getting for, you know, the supplement brand that we typically use, like us, it's not much more expensive, really, for the quality that you're getting. It truly isn't. I know a lot of clients are surprised by that, but it really isn't.
Yeah. So I will preface by saying we pretty much recommend Thorne to everyone. And we give all of our clients a 20% discount, but listeners, you can get a 20% discount too. You just have to go and sign up and search for Rejuvenating Health and you can get a discount code. They are more expensive, like I said, but they're really, really good supplements. And so they're pretty much what I recommend to everyone. You're going to see that there's a few supplements that I recommend from different places while we're going through this, that I personally take, but almost all of our clients, we recommend everything through Thorne. So creatine's the first one. Then it's vitamin D. Every one of you ladies are vitamin D deficient and like really deficient. So if you get your labs tested, it says you're normal if you're over 25. That's still really low. For me, I want you at least at 60. Vitamin D is a hormone and people don't realize that as well. Like they think of vitamin D for bones and that type of stuff, but it aids in your hormones. So you need to be taking a vitamin D and you probably need to be taking it with vitamin A, D, and K. Like A, D, and K kind of all go together. They're all fat soluble vitamins. And Thorne does have a vitamin D and K that I normally recommend for people. But vitamin D, it's really important. It's really important for healthy teeth and bones. It helps promote lean muscle mass and muscle strength. It helps support retention of calcium, which is super important for your bones. Again, it helps with your brain. It helps with your heart. It helps with your immune system. So it's just a really, you can't get vitamin D in food, right? Mm-hmm. You can get it in sunlight. But most of us in the US, like I'm looking outside right now and it's fall and it's gloomy and there is no sunlight outside. Right.
And for months. Like we have it for months. Yeah.
And most of us, when we are outside in the sun, we're lathering on tons of sunscreen and have clothing on. And so we're really not able to absorb all that vitamin D. Right. And so you're a lot higher risk for vitamin D deficiency if you have like a darker skin tone, if you wear really high SPF, as you're getting older, if you have chronic health conditions, if you're obese. But most people have genetic SNPs for vitamin D deficiency, whether it's absorption, converting it into vitamin D's active form. Almost everyone that we do genetic testing on has vitamin D deficiency things. And so vitamin D and creatine, it's not something that you take for a month while you're working with Rejuvenating Health. It's something that you have to take for your life. Mm-hmm. Do you take those too, Shauna?
Yeah. Yes. You remember you told me about them. And I do the creatine too because of my liver function.
That you haven't got repeat labs on.
Don't tell the people. I will. I'm doing it.
Another thing that I recommend to almost most everyone is a really good omega, like an EPA, DHA. Most of us don't eat enough fatty fish to get enough omega in our diet. And most of us eat a standard American diet, which is really inflammatory. So there's omega-3s and there's omega-6s. And we talked about this on our seed oil podcast. You can go back and listen to that. But a lot of the standard American diet is really high in those omega-6s, which promote inflammation. And there's not enough omega-3s in our diet. And I don't do this. Like, I don't eat enough fishes. Like, I don't love fish. It's just not something that I love to eat, right? But omega really supports cardiovascular health. If you are at risk for hypertension and high cholesterol, I really recommend omega. It helps maintain normal cholesterol levels and triglyceride levels. Again, it promotes that good, healthy brain function. It can help with hydration in your skin. It can help with bone health. It can help with respiratory function. And again, it's a really, really good anti-inflammatory. So I definitely recommend taking a fish oil.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of people eat fish unless they live, you know, in a place where it's close to the ocean or whatever. It's not like a regularly eaten thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So those are kind of the main three that I recommend to everyone. Then it starts getting really specific to you. Some of these don't have to be really specific to you. One that I recently started taking is I want to age really healthily. I don't want to be in nursing home when I'm getting older. So one that I recently started taking, it's from Timeline Nutrition and it's called MitoPure. And it's a urolithin A supplement. And there's been a lot of research on urolithin A, just for a longevity and biohacking stance, just for promoting health. And so it's a newer supplement and there's like tons and tons and tons of new research coming out with it. The reason, like one benefit that I like to take it for is it can increase your muscle strength and improve your endurance. And how it does that is that it energizes your mitochondria. So your mitochondria are the cellular powerhouses and they're constantly turning over. And once we hit 30, the mitochondria in our cells, it really declines. And so the urolithin A can really help with that mitochondria function. It can help with power generating inside your cells. It can help with anti-aging. It can help you proactively maintain your muscle health. And so that's one that I just recently added. I have nothing to do with Timeline Nutrition and MitoPure. We don't have a discount code with them or anything like that. But I think it's just a really good supplement if you're looking for a really good aging one or how to like biohack some aging. But it's kind of hard to get it in your diet. And so it's a really good supplement that I started implementing. And I think could be beneficial to a lot of people that are really concerned about their health.
Yeah, that's a cool one.
Yeah. Another one that I take, and I think anyone could take this too, is I really like taking a full amino acid. So used to in the workout world, you would take BCAAs, which are like the three main essential amino acids, but you really need, there's nine of them and you really need all nine of them. This one's really important to me because I get up at 4 and I do not want to eat before I go work out. Like one, I try to keep my eating window to 10 hours. And so if I'm eating at 4 a.m., then I have to stop eating at 2 p.m., which is quite ridiculous.
Right. Yeah.
And it's really hard for me to eat before I go work out. Even doing a protein shake before I work out just doesn't sound appealing to me. So I take Keon Aminos. They help build muscle, help metabolism, help with energy. And so I take these before I do a workout. It can really help, especially if you're doing fasted workouts. I don't ever recommend doing fasted workouts without doing some type of aminos. But it has all nine essential amino acids. And it can really help with your muscles and organs and nails and hair and skin and help maintain healthy cellular function. It can help your body from breaking down. Just lots and lots of good things. So if I have early worker outers as a client, I'm like, okay, you have to get some amino acids. Thorne has an amino acid that's really good too. I just like the taste of the Keon ones better. Just make sure you're getting all nine essential amino acids if you're going to take those. You can drink it all day. You can just pour a scoop in your water. But if you're doing any type of workout not fueled, then you definitely need to be adding those in.
Yeah.
Okay. Then these get really specific. These are really specific to me. I'll start with thyroid because a lot of our listeners have thyroid issues. And I always tell everyone like thyroid starts with your eating habits. cut out gluten, cut out anti-inflammatory foods. My thyroid issues probably come from my adrenal glands, just like stress, and it can really not promote good thyroid function. But also I got my labs tested and my ferritin was crazy low. So ferritin to support your thyroid, which ferritin is your iron stores, should be about 60 to 80. So I take Thorns iron. Iron can really constipate you, or ferritin, iron, whatever. It can really make you really constipated. So the one that I recommend that doesn't make you constipated, that doesn't have GI side effects like that, is iron by Selenolate through Thorn. If you're going to take iron, though, make sure you're taking it 6 hours away from your thyroid meds, if you're on thyroid meds, because it can disrupt the absorption of your thyroid meds. So I take iron before bed, and then it's not around my thyroid meds at all, right? So to support your thyroid, iron. Another one that I really suggest to support your thyroid is, there's two. The first one is from Thorn, and it is thyrosine. So this is a really awesome supplement. So thyrosine, it has a lot of the nutrients that you need to support thyroid function. So it has vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin B12. It has iodine, which is really important in thyroid. It has zinc, it has selenium, and it has copper. All of those things help benefit your thyroid so, so much. So it helps convert your T4 to T3, which, if you've listened to any of our podcasts, T3 is your active thyroid. It's what you need, right? So this one, if you have, like, probably all women over 35 should be on something to support their thyroid. This is a really good one that I suggest. So I take this in the morning, 30 minutes after I take my thyroid meds, which is T3. And then the other one that I recommend to support your thyroid is, we love Dr. Amy Horniman. She was on our podcast a few weeks ago. And so she has one, she has a lot of supplements, and her supplements are really good, and they're third party tested. But I really like Thyroid Fixer from her, because it has T2 in it, and T2 doesn't get talked about a lot, but T2 can really help support your thyroid function. So it has 3,5-diiodine L-threonine, and that helps boost your metabolism. And so it can really just help with a lot of different things if you're struggling with your thyroid. So I take it in the morning as well, and I think it's super helpful.
Yeah. She does have a lot of good supplements on there too.
So that's kind of like thyroid recommendations. Again, super individualized. Super individualized. Don't willy-nilly go on these things without having your thyroid tested and without working with someone. Mm-hmm. Next one that I love and I recommend for a lot of people is berberine. Berberine is like a natural metformin. And most women, especially over age 35, as our estrogen is declining, we get insulin resistant. And if you're insulin resistant at all, you're not going to be able to lose weight. It's not going to happen. So berberine naturally lowers your blood sugar. And it also really, really, really helps with gut health. And so I have a ton of clients that we put on berberine to fix their blood sugar, and they take it with their meals. And there's no crazy GI side effects that there is with metformin, because a lot of people cannot tolerate metformin. It gives them nasty diarrhea and stomach cramps.
I talked to someone yesterday who said that. Yeah. They had to go off of it because it made them sick. Berberine sales are going to skyrocket now.
I know, right? Again, I use Thorn. Dr. Amy has one as well, called Blood Sugar Fixer. And if you order anything from her site, you can use RH10 and get a discount from that. So just so you guys are aware of that. But berberine, it helps your metabolic health. It helps your cardiovascular health. It helps GI health. It helps improve your cholesterol. A lot of women with PCOS, I recommend taking this, right? If you have some gut health issues, it can help. It can help with that. It can help metabolize fat in your liver. It just does a lot of really good things. It can also even help balance insulin and testosterone with people with PCOS. So highly recommend berberine. Again, it won't bottom out your blood sugar. So if you don't have insulin resistance or diabetes, it's not going to hurt you. But don't willy-nilly take supplements. Get lab work done so you know what you're doing, what you're taking. Another one that I recommend a lot is Thorne's NAC. So it's acetylcysteine. So this one's really particular to me based on my genetics, but it's really good for liver detoxification, which we all know that a lot of you need some liver detoxification. It can help your body kind of fight off resistant to oxidative stress and damage, which a lot of us do have oxidative stress and damage. So it can help support your liver and kidneys by like clearing heavy metals. In that we see a lot of, like we see a lot of people with elevated AST and ALT. Again, you need lab work, but I want those in the teens. So if I see your liver enzymes really elevated, do you have fatty liver disease? Are you not detoxifying properly? But looking at that and maybe adding in Thorne's NAC to get rid of like free radicals, and it helps with glutathione. So that one's, I just need to take that based upon my genetics, but I do put a lot of clients on it as well because I see a lot of problems with that. Another one that I put people on a lot is CoQ10, especially if they have cholesterol issues, like if I see elevated cholesterol. So CoQ10, if you're on a statin, CoQ10 can really help with muscle pain if you're on a statin. But CoQ10, again, it's found in the mitochondria of your cells. So it helps with cellular energy, but it really helps with your heart, especially if you have high blood pressure. So for me, high cholesterol runs in my family like rapid, and my cholesterol is high, but my triglycerides are really low and my HDL is really high, so it's not that big of a deal. But I take omega CoQ10 and brown seaweed extract to protect my heart. And again, that's very individualized, but if you know you have that family history, it can be something really beneficial to you.
Yeah. It's actually kind of strange because mine, I feel like the issues, like our testosterone, our liver, our cholesterol, it's all the same thing, but darn it, it's none of our faults. Thanks, mom and dad and genetics.
I know. It sucks. Yeah. And then another thing that's very specific to me, but a lot of people need it, is a lot of people have methylation issues. And you can find that out in your labs by looking at your folate and B12 and homocysteine levels. You can also find it out through genetics. But I really like Thorne's 5-MTHF because I have a methylation issue. And methylation, we really could do just a whole podcast on methylation and the importance of it. But this methylfolate, it's the active form of folate used in your body's tissue, but it has some B vitamins in it as well. But it's, if you struggle with depression, anxiety, trouble sleeping, it could be something to do with your methylation. And this 5-methylfolate can help with produce serotonin, melatonin, dopamine, epinephrine. It can help support methylation and homocysteine. Homocysteine, I see a lot of women with elevated homocysteine levels, which is putting them at risk for heart disease. We need folic acid in pregnancy, all those types of things. And so you can get a genetic test done to see if you have any of the MTHFR genes, all those types of things. But a lot of times we can just see it in your lab work, right? If your folate's low, your B12 is low, your homocysteine's high, oh, you have a methylation problem. Probably definitely need to add you on that, or methyl guard or something like that to help with that. So again, some of these are very individualized to me, right? Like I've had lab work done and I know these things. And a lot of these supplements, I'll be on forever, right? It's because it's an investment in myself. Like a lot of supplements, you can't just take for a month and then stuff goes away. You have to take them for a long time. And then the last one I take is DIM. And so DIM is really important for hormone support. I am like honest with all you guys that I take testosterone and I love it. But I want to make sure my testosterone goes down the right pathway. Yeah. Doesn't form into DHT, which can cause acne and hair loss and stuff like that. So DIM is, it's found from pomegranate. But it can really help, your body with detoxifying excess estrogen. So a lot of times we'll see estrogen dominance in perimenopause women, or we don't want testosterone to turn into estrogen. If that happens, you can get weight gain, low energy, moodiness, imbalances of your hormones, just not feeling like yourself. So DIM can really help women that are in perimenopause. If you're having a lot of mood changes, breast tenderness, PMS symptoms, it can really help with that. But then it has some really long-term benefits for women too. It can help support breast, cervical, uterine health. It can help support our estrogen ratios. It can help with on an antioxidant support. If you're a man out there, it can help with testosterone and prostate health. So I don't really recommend like younger people to take it because hopefully your hormones are balanced out. But let's be real. Most of the world has insulin resistance and metabolic disease and their hormones are not where they should be.
Yeah. Does that mean you think I'm old?
No. Because
you told me to take DIM.
Yeah, because you're over 35.
Oh, God. So many call outs today. I know. I'm just messing with you.
I don't know because you haven't done your labs.
I do take it though. Oy, but
yeah, so I like my family makes fun of me because I like have, well, you guys too. I have a
yeah, it's cute though. I mean, not, like, practice what you preach. That's yeah. You practice what you preach.
Yeah. And there, so like obviously sometimes you like if like I'm going to Ohio this weekend with my family, I'm not gonna take my bag of supplements, right? Like I'm going to take my amino acids for tomorrow morning because I'm probably going to work out. I'm going to take my berberine because I'm probably going to eat out. And those are probably really all that I'll take and I can catch up on the other ones when I get home. Another one that I forgot that I take that I didn't add is magnesium. It's really important. Most of us are magnesium deficient. There's a lot of different types of magnesium out there. So again, kind of depends on what you're using it for. If you're having trouble sleeping, then there's a certain type of magnesium. If you're using it for like muscle cramps and recovering from workouts, there's a different type of magnesium. So magnesium bisglycinate helps with sleep. Magnesium citrate helps with bone, heart support, stuff like that. And then there is, I'm sure you guys have heard of magnesium, like milk of magnesium and stuff like that, that helps you poop. So make sure you're taking the right magnesium out there. But it's really important that you get these micronutrients in, guys. It's really important that you have D, B12, selenium, iodine, copper, magnesium, all these different micronutrients, because I talk to this about our clients a lot, but if you're missing out on your micronutrients, it might be the thing that's not making you lose weight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People don't think about that.
Yeah. So that was a lot of information. Again, this is all very individualized. If you're a client with Rejuvenating, we go through your lab work and help you decide what supplements that you need to be on. And again, I don't willy-nilly put people on supplements. They're expensive. I don't want you to be spending a small fortune on supplements, but some of them, like, you really do need. If you're insulin resistant, if your thyroid's out of whack, obviously we want to be changing that stuff with nutrition. And that's why we redo labs to see where you're at and can hopefully get you off some of these supplements. But there's some that you're just going to have to take. You're just going to have to take vitamin D. You're just going to have to take creatine. If you're getting older and your thyroid's going to poo, you're just going to have to take some stuff to support your thyroid. I really like the thyroxine because it has, from Thorne, because it has ashwagandha in it as well, which really can help support stress management. But again, it's all really individualized. And you have to be doing the things that you should be doing, not just taking supplements.
Right. Exactly. Well, this is super helpful for sure. And stay tuned, ladies, because I'm going to get my labs done next week. So,
okay.
I will because I'll have more time.
Okay. And then we can just go over them on the podcast. We can do a full live lab review of Shauna's labs on the podcast.
We're going to be like, dear God, this girl works here.
Whatever.
Oh, well. Okay, ladies, we are so glad you joined us. And if you have any more supplement questions or anything that you're curious about, feel free to send us a message. And we hope to catch you guys next time. See ya.
Make sure you share. Give us a 5-star review. It really helps us out.
Yes. See you, girls.
Bye, girls.